So what does ma karmaphala hetur bhur mean? That means don't think of yourself as the cause of the fruit of the result. What does it mean? So now that is 2.47 is a fairly complicated verse, and I just give one and a mode of analysis of it. There are many various different ways in which it can be analyzed. So now ma karmaphala hetur bhur. Let the fruit not be the goal of your work. What it means is, Krishna is in the context of the Bhagavad Gita. This is slightly technical explanation I'll give. So Krishna is asking Arjuna to rise from karma kanda to karma yoga, towards nishkam karma yoga. And in nishkam karma yoga, one does work not for getting the result of the work. One does work for growing in knowledge. Just like to give a simple example, in something which we can relate in our life, there are students. We all have been students, and students study to gain marks. That can be one motive for studies. But sometimes there are some students who are really interested in the subject. Somebody goes into physics because they are very much into physics. Most students, they may just study the textbooks, or they may study some last minute revision notes. Just get the knowledge that is required for passing the exams. But there are these students who are very interested in the subject. They not only study the textbook, they study some reference book, they study some foreign author's book, and they learn a lot. So what happens is, when somebody is studying for marks, they don't really grow much in knowledge. But when somebody's motive is not marks primarily, they are studying, but they are studying to grow in knowledge. So the activity is the same, studies. But in one case, they are studying for marks. Other studies, they are studying because they are interested in the subject, they want to grow in the knowledge of the subject. So something similar, when some people may work, they work simply for the fruits. But in Nishkam Karma Yoga, one works because one understands that by doing my duty, that jnana and vairagya will grow. So when one works not for the results, but for the growth of knowledge, then that is working in Nishkam Karma Yoga. And that leads to jnana. And for a bhakta, actually, we work because we want to offer our consciousness to Krishna. So actually we want to offer our fruits to Krishna also. But for Krishna, the fruits are not as important as our intention. We know the standard example of Hanuman moving big boulders and the squirrel moving a small pebble, small dust particle, not even pebbles. So what did Lord Ram see? The intention. So for us, see, detachment from results comes because of attachment to something bigger than results. Detachment from results comes from attachment to something bigger than results. And that bigger is Krishna. So when we are attached to Krishna, we want to please Krishna by our work. And the world judges us by the results. Krishna judges us by our efforts. If we have put in our efforts, Krishna is pleased with us. And actually that was the secret of Srila Prabhupada's cheerfulness even when his preaching was not at all successful. Now Prabhupada, he tried so much to preach in India, and he went to America. And even in America, he was just living like an unknown old man. And then some people who later became devotees came to meet him. Or even people who did not become devotees, some journalists came to meet him. Yes, Swami was so happy. Now if you think from the material perspective, everything that Prabhupada did had been unsuccessful. His business had been unsuccessful. His making a magazine had been unsuccessful. His running organization had been unsuccessful. You know, everything, if person has got failure after failure after failure, they tend to become bitter. Isn't it? But Prabhupada is happy. Why? Because Prabhupada, certainly he wanted the results. He wanted temples. He wanted devotees. But he was not working primarily for the results. He was working for Krishna. So he was working for Krishna and was thinking, I am doing my effort. Krishna is pleased by that. Now if by Krishna's arrangement the results come, I'll offer the results also. So what it means is, we don't think of ourselves as the cause of the result. That means we work primarily for Krishna. I work to please Krishna. So Prabhupada would say, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say, you know that? If you go for a program and nobody comes, preach to the walls. What does it mean, preach to the walls? That does not mean, you know, he didn't care at all how many people came. He would be pleased if a large number of people would come for the program. Why? Because, you know, if more people come for a program, then more people are benefited by hearing Krishna's message. So it is not that we have to be indifferent or uncaring for the results. But we care for something more than the results. We care for Krishna, and because we want to offer the results to Krishna, we also care for the results. But our primary care is for Krishna. And we know Krishna is pleased by efforts only. So at the level of bhakti, if we are doing our endeavor well, nobody comes to know that we did the endeavor. Still, Krishna knows. Chakshur yasya narishyati. Krishna's eyes never blink. So devotee does the smallest service, Krishna knows that the devotee has done the service. Krishna notes it and rewards it at appropriate time. That's why actually, when we work for results, we set ourselves up for a lot of insecurity. Because the results are not in our hands. But when we work for Krishna, Krishna actually judges us by that which is in our hands. Our efforts are in our hands. In that sense, bhakti actually brings a lot of security in our life. Whereas materialistic conception of success brings a lot of insecurity in our life. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Okay, last question. Oh, okay.